This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Workers from the Environmental Protection Agency regional office in Chicago have started receiving furlough notices amid the government shutdown. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports about 70% of workers from the regional Chicago office have been furloughed. The union representing EPA workers says this includes the entirety of the agency's enforcement arm. Now, these are workers who help protect the air, water, and soil from pollution. During a government shutdown, all federal workers who are not considered essential to protect life and government property are furloughed without pay. The union employing EPA workers reports 64% of the entire EPA staff around the country has been furloughed. Chicago budget hearings are underway. Part of Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposal to close the deficit includes taxing large corporations with a $21 fee per employee each month. This would apply to companies that have more than 100 workers. Critics, though, worry this could hurt more mid-sized companies. Ralph Martiri heads the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability and tells our In the Loop program there's no correlation between tax policy and job growth.
Anytime any sort of tax or fee is suggested that hits the business world, the response from the business world is it's a job killer. But the data don't really support
that. Johnson says his goal is to protect Chicagoans from federal budget cuts and to ensure continued investment in mental health care, affordable housing, and violence prevention. Chicago Public Schools hopes to interview finalists next month for the job of the district's next top leader. As many as 15 community members will be selected to meet with finalists and provide feedback to the school board. District board member Debbie Pope couldn't confirm how many finalists she expects will be considered to oversee a district she described as struggling with resources and at odds with the Trump administration.
It's a question of, are there two people, three people, four people, whatever, who have the kind of visionary leadership, experience, and values alignment to do the job.
Pope says the board wants to conclude the CEO search process by December. And the NBA season opens tonight. The Chicago Bulls hope this season can be a year of growth for its young roster. Bulls head coach Billy Donovan says he wants the team to take things one game at a time and to improve on their fundamentals so a playoff run could come naturally.
To me, can we add on to take another step, the physicality, the rebounding, the deflections? Those are things we have to do with a young team. They've got to understand the things that really go into winning, and we've got to establish that before we can start talking about what kind of results we want.
The Bulls will be without one of their star players at the beginning of the season. Guard Coby White is out with a calf injury and will be reevaluated in a couple weeks. The Bulls start their season tomorrow hosting the Detroit Pistons. You're listening to The Rundown. A former top U.S. Homeland Security official is keeping an eye on President Trump's immigration enforcement campaign in Chicago, and he doesn't like what he is seeing. Gil Kerlikowske served as Customs and Border Protection Commissioner from 2014 to 17, and before that, he was police chief in Seattle for 8 years, a post that included policing hundreds of protests. Kerlikowske gave a sworn statement for a lawsuit the state of Illinois has brought against the Trump plan to deploy the National Guard troops here, and he spoke about it with my colleague Chip Mitchell.
Commissioner Kerlikowske, you helped oversee the Border Patrol, one of the agencies carrying out the immigration blitz in Chicago. How ready are these Border Patrol officers to work in a big city like this?
Sure. If you're a local police officer, Chicago police officer, you go through months and months of training at an academy. It is vastly different than the training that the Border Patrol agents receive, which is oftentimes looking for people smuggling, coming into the border illegally with a lot of large rocks and canyons. And, you know, it's just completely different from what you're doing in a city.
So recently you watched video of federal agents clashing with protesters at an immigration enforcement facility in Broadview. That's a west suburb of Chicago. What did you find?
I didn't see any orders to disperse. I just saw Border Patrol agents and others coming out of the fenced-in area and begin indiscriminately using what's called less lethal force.
What kind of force is that? What are we talking about?
The majority of what I saw was the use of what's called pepper balls, which are small, hard, very hard plastic. They are used to fire at the ground or near someone. Once that plastic breaks upon impact, an OC powder will be deployed, which of course causes watering eyes, choking breath, etc. But that's fired at the ground, or if people were coming over a wall to come into the country illegally, they could fire at near that person, strike the wall near them, and the powder would be deployed. But in Broadview, Illinois, I saw, in fact, evidence of people actually being fired at specifically, which would be totally unnecessary force.
Well, the leader of the Border Patrol during this immigration blitz here in Chicago is a commander named Gregory Bovino. He came from California's border with Mexico. What are your impressions of him?
Watching the Border Patrol agents under his leadership come out in this ragtag, ambling fashion with direction. For instance, I heard someone say, light them up, meaning that they could use the pepper ball and strike people. But I also saw them picking people up and body slamming them to the concrete and walking away. And if a local police officer used that level of force, there should be an arrest that goes along with it and a report. If you look at the Illinois State Police, they're not wearing masks. They have what are called long batons, which are used for crowd control. And they're very disciplined. They're very professional. People see that. People respect that. And they know what the boundaries are.
Former U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske speaking with my colleague Chip Mitchell. Weather today, windy, some showers, a high in the mid-50s, and then rainy and windy tonight, a low in the mid-40s, and Wednesday, cloudy and breezy, high in the low 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thanks for listening.